And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show coming for you today. Captain Al Clowers is joining us, and we are going to be talking all kinds of fishing. We got it covered from the bay, the inshore, the offshore, and everything in between. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
The Shimano Tranx 500 reel changed the way we cast for big fish. Since that incredible innovation, Shimano has created three additional sizes of Tranx level wind reels. The Tranx 200, 300, and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long lasting durability in the harshest environment. Choose the gear ratios and handle design that fits your need for both fresh and saltwater applications. Once you cast a Tranx reel with a surface iron, swim bait, popper, jerk bait, or any other cast and retrieve application, you will be hooked. Pick up the amazing Shimano Tranx 200, 300, 400, and 500 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a new way to fish. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the radio, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. In here with Al Clowers, I couldn't be more stoked.
Yeah, me too, Corey. Great to have you. It's going to be a fun day. As we said last week, you know, Pete's out of town over in Japan on an awesome trip. Just a straight go have a good time. And, you know, I know Pete travels a bunch and a lot of fishing trips and a lot of things like that, but this is just a well-deserved trip for he and Lolly to just go see some sights and eat some great food and see a part of the world they hadn't really seen. So we're super stoked for him, and I'm super stoked to have you hanging out talking fishing with me, and just as much to have the guy next to us with Captain Al Clowers. Morning, Al.
Morning.
Good to have you, buddy. It's been a little while since we've had you on here, and, you know, Corey and I were BSing with you in the morning before we got started. You are a very busy guy with a, you know, I remember when we first started doing the show and BSing at the tackle store, and you had a boat, and you did some freshwater trips, and you did a couple bay trips, and Now you're like the admiral of the Clowers fleet, man. This is you keep yourself pretty darn busy, buddy.
Yeah. It's a labor of love, man. You know, having four boats with the lake boat, but I don't get on the lake too much anymore. But yeah.
And well, tell us a little bit about your business and, you know, the type of fishing that you do and kind of how it progressed from where you started really specializing in those bay trips, which I know you still do a ton of, all the way up to where we're at now.
Well, you know, it's like you said, it started in the bay and the lake, you know, and then I didn't stop doing the lake trips, but I started doing a lot more bay trips, and it was doing well, so I bought another boat, and getting a permit was a big deal, so I had an opportunity to get a couple more permits. Mm-hmm. So I had to get boats for the permits. So
yeah.
And I did. I had the opportunity to do that, and then when the Riviera came around, it was a dream come true, and I put that in the fleet, and now we're fishing from the back bay to, you know, 12-hour trips on the Chris Craft, and then the Riviera's doing up to day-and-a-half trips.
That's awesome.
And I have couple of the captains that are helping me. Jeremy Wright's running the Chris Craft, Archie Fever, and Bryce Barney's running the Skipjack in the Bay, and I'm running the Riviera full time.
That's awesome.
And running the business and the office and the whole nine yards.
And how cool that you can still offer, you know, I mean everything from going and fishing, you know, catching 50 spotties in a day and pulling on some big sharks in the back bay, all the way up to going fishing 200-pound bluefins outside Clemente and everything in between.
Yeah, correct. Some days, you know, one boat's in the back bay catching bonefish and bay sharks and spotties, and the other boat's fishing the islands, and I'm out fishing bluefin all in the same day.
I love it, man.
That's crazy.
I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. And with all that busy, you got married. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, beautiful wife, Nadyuska, and that was on Thursday, and I cut the honeymoon short to come hang out with you guys.
You're a crazy
time to go fishing
man.
Now. You know?
Well, we love it, Al. Well, congrats and super stoked for you. So kind of give us a rundown on the boats. You know, you have three different boats in the fleet and what it is that they do and what they're like and, you know, the kind of accommodations, and just give us a rundown of everything in your fleet.
So this time of year, the Skipjack stays straight in the bay. It does AM and PM half days, 5 hours.
Big boat, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Easy to put a group of three or four type people on. I mean, what do
correct.
You, what's your normal group, and what is that kind of thing like on the Skipjack?
So
in the bay?
On the Skipjack, it's up to four people.
Okay.
The half day bays are like 5 hours. A lot of families and kids, mainly a lot of, you know, whatever it is, you know, if you want to learn how to fish the bay, and you're an expert, I teach you even more, or families and kids. I take tons of kids, families with kids, moms. When the kids don't have any dads, they got a fishy kid in their family, and we take them, you know. And then
those trips have always been very reasonable too. Like that, I've always been so impressed that, to be totally honest, I've been impressed that you've been able to do that and make it work, because you offer a fun, fully guided boat, gear, the whole nine trip on something that everybody can afford to go do.
Yeah, correct. Like on a half day bay, it's $4.95 for two people and $60 each additional person, and that includes everything except for their license, lunch, and their beer.
I dig it. I think it's awesome and a fun day. And Corey, there's few places that can be more productive, especially for action, than fishing in San Diego Bay.
You know, we're so fortunate, really, Al, to have. And Rick, to have San Diego Bay. I mean, it's 10 miles of harbor that everything from Black Sea, you know, not that you're going to report Black Sea, but I mean, Black Sea bass to big halibut, sand bass fishing in the mouth of it to, like you're saying, the spotted bay bass in the back. It is just one of the neatest harbors, and shortfin corvina and everything else that goes with it. It's just a really unique situation that we're very fortunate to have.
You could almost pick the type of lure and then, you know, create a scenario for it. You can obviously fish swim baits and lead heads and plugs and crankbaits and everything in between. I mean, just everything is available in our bay, and you've really got a great program for fishing in.
Correct. You know, this in the spring, the back bay goes ballistic. You know, I got some areas back there that I anchor on and use a chum buddy and get the bonefish to come to me, and there'll be a big old 100-pound bat ray on the hook, and the other two people will be catching bonefish.
So cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But along with that, I mean, I've seen that same scenario. You put your little chum buddy out, and out come all the smelt and all the chovies start to collect around you, and then in through that come all the barracuda and the bonito, and everything starts slashing and the bass get on you, and even the halibut come in too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The bay is a very diverse fishery. You know, it's a kid's wonder. It's a kid's wonderland the way I look at it. You know, especially in the springtime, it's like five dimensions. You know, sometimes a year it's one dimensional kind of. You know. But it's a lot of fun, you know.
Awesome.
I still enjoy fishing. I like taking my Ranger out there in the evening right at dark, you know, and going and catch those Corvino and Spooks and stuff.
What a neat fishery that is.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so anyway, going from
going
from the Skipjack to the Chris Craft, the boat that I started with, I still have it. It's in tip-top shape. That boat... This time of year,
Chris, how big's the Chris Craft?
The Chris Craft's a 25 footer. It's a cuddy cabin walk around with a tower and steering up top, and it does the bay and up to 12 hour trips. But in the summertime, I take the bay off of that boat and keep it outside. So it'll do a half day offshore, three quarter day offshore, 12 hour offshore, and that thing has a pretty good range on it.
Yeah,
so
very comfortable boat. We see out there fishing all the time in it, or if not yourself, one of your crew. You know, the boat's very comfortable and very big too. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, I know that sounds something, but there's 25 footers that have a lot of room, and there's ones that don't have so much. That Chris Craft's a big boat.
Yeah, that thing's a battle wagon. You know, it handles really well. You know, I love that thing. So.
And same deal, gear, bait tanks, tower, everything right for fishing offshore. You take care of everything.
Yeah, it's got an 80-gallon bait tank, you know, the new Garmin on there. It's got the steering up top with the iPad and radio and the whole nine yards up top, remote autopilot up top,
so
you can get your binos and, you know.
And Coronado Islands, offshore, inshore, the whole nine.
You'll cover everything
from calico. But I know you were doing a lot of calico bass fishing last year, you were saying. And obviously with all the great yellowtail and tuna fishing in close, that's rig number two.
Yeah, and that thing buzzes around at 18 knots. So, I mean, it's a pretty good little clip.
Yeah.
You know? But, that's boat number two, and that's another up to four people.
Okay.
You know, it's perfect for four, you know. And then you got the Riviera, that's a luxury liner, you know. It's 36 Riviera.
And that's the boat you added last year?
I added that in May. We put it on a line in May last year.
And a beautiful, I mean, a full luxury yacht.
Yeah, it's full-on luxury yacht, and it's tournament rig. It's got mackerel tubes. It's got the aftermarket bow rail. It's got a bow bay tank. It's got the Furuno 270 side-scan sonar that I put in as soon as I got it. You name it has it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's like brand new. It's a 2000, but it's immaculate.
Perfect rig right now to get out on the bluefin.
Oh, man,
absolutely.
You're not kidding, buddy.
Absolutely.
How cool. Got to be chomping your bit, especially with what's been going on these last couple days. And
that stuff just popped up right here in our backyard, and I was on my honeymoon, and I'm like, hey, I think we need to go. Time to go fishing.
That's why we like you, Al. You're crazy.
But, you know, five guys on the bow of that Riviera throwing poppers, no problem.
That's so cool.
As long as you're in sync. You know?
Yeah, sure.
Oh yeah, no
what
problem.
What a fun ride. And then trips on that you do. What's the average trip length and that kind of thing?
I like to keep it, you know, three quarter day, full 9 hour, 12 hour trips, and then overnights, and then day and a half.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What a cool ride.
And the overnight and day and a half, I have it listed for five guys.
Okay.
The deckhand, I mean, the night driver or the deckhand has somewhere to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's a fish machine. It's a fish killing machine.
That's
especially
so cool,
with that
man.
Side scan. I'm getting good at it now.
That's awesome.
Took a little getting used to, but there's nothing like that thing clacking off to the right and just turn right and whammo. It's good stuff.
So how do you see things going forward now that, I mean, I'm sure that the boats are all getting chartered up, but with this yellowtail being such good fishing down around the Coronado Islands, and now if we're seeing our offshore guys having yellows on kelps and all this bluefin going to, you know, do your groups kind of decide what they really want to go do? Do you kind of sit down and be like, okay, here's our best bet. We got yellows inside. We got bluefin outside. Like, how do you kind of plan the attack for fishing that we're having right now?
That's a great question. And on I do feel out the crew, you know, in the group. Sometimes it's a family with younger kids, and it's a little, as you know, fishing bluefin, especially if they're up on the surface and stuff, you know, if they're not very good at it, you know, we have to catch them for them. So basically what I try to do is tailor the trip to their the most fun for that group.
Yep.
You know, and if it's a bunch of local guys that can fish, we're going bluefin fishing, you know. If it's a family and, you know, we take them out down to the islands and start trolling around the X-Raps and make it easy fishing and
perfect
stuff like that, you know. So basically tailor it to them for the best experience possible for the group.
That's awesome. You know? That's awesome.
And sometimes it hurts a little bit because there's 200-pounders that'll bite a yummy. That's where I want to be, but it's all about business, you know, and making sure that the clients are well taken care of.
Yeah, and you get a family from out of town, you know, from Arizona, enjoying their nice weather or whatever, you know, they want to catch fish.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They want to bring home some table fare, and they, not necessarily a single trophy or whatever, you know, the family wants to pull on some bonito or bass, yellowtail.
Right.
Yeah.
So right.
Oh, yeah, especially when, that bonito and the yellowtail are going, but, you know, there's nothing like it for, you know, when it's wide open for a family with medium-sized kids, it's like...
Yeah, the time of their life.
Yeah,
there's
little that's more fun than action. I mean, trust me, I'll take a Captain Al Clower's trip in the bay and go catch a bunch of spotties and, you know, all the other action that, you know, that surrounds that over just about anything. I mean, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. Easy day, fun. You don't feel like you got beat up when you're fishing offshore all day. I mean, there's a lot to be said about it, and that's one of the things that, you know, that I think you were so smart in doing is, you know, you certainly didn't, you have this beautiful Riviera that's capable of going offshore for multiple days, but don't lose sight of inexpensive, fun, and easy fishing, and you keep offering all that with all the different rigs you have.
Correct, and in the bay, you know, I call them exotics, you know, you got the bonefish. I mean, the bonefish fishing is still very plentiful back there.
Oh, it's super viable, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people come in. I used to do just straight bonefish trips a lot, you know.
I believe that.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, here we are, Southern California, talking about bonefish, you know. I mean, that's just totally unheard of. Yeah. And the shortfin corvina. And have you heard of any of the crevels or anything back there in the last handful of years?
No, and I've never caught one.
Yeah.
I've been fishing the bay for 50 years.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that was associated with the power plant,
right.
Too. So
yeah.
It was kind of...
consistent, real hot water kind of...
Yeah,
thing.
Right. Well, and that kind of kept the corvina and the bonefish happy, too. But they seem to be totally thriving and happy, really, without... It's been probably 10 years without the power plant, huh?
The corvina are really doing well. Last year when we had that trovy, mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to tank up a little bit and go to the back. Oh man.
Chum it up a little bit?
Oh yeah, you go to some areas back there at the right time of day and just start chumming that anchovy and they just start boiling everywhere.
What a neat deal.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
What a neat deal, Al.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we got a great show, Corey. Lots of great stuff to talk about and some killer prizes today, too.
Yeah, a lot of fun, Rick. We have a full year membership to fishdope.com. I mean, you can't talk about a better value, $169 value. So is it the same winner that's going to win Al's?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's what a cool prize for one lucky caller to do that. Again, a full year membership to fishdope.com. That's $169 value.
Killer deal.
I mean, no doubt on what a great deal Fishdope is. I know, Al, you know, we've talked about it, and just a great information source that, you know, you can keep up on everything. The obvious part of Fishdope is the network of fishermen. You know, the great information. There's so many guys that, you know, that use it, contribute to it. You know, their sources, airplanes and sport boats and bait haulers and all the like. So great information there. But Fishdope is so much more than just that, too. It's weather. It's sea surface temperatures. It's, you know, it's an able to keep an idea on what's been happening as far as fish movement and things like that. So a great prize, and we're really stoked to get to give that away.
And on top of that, Al's gracious enough to give us $100 certificate that'll be good for an overnight or day and a half trip, correct, Al?
Yeah, or full day.
Or full day, okay.
Well, yeah, 12-hour overnight or day and a half. And
that is awesome, Al.
Yeah, $100 off.
Yeah, so that'd be like an island trip even, full day.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wherever we take them, they get $100 off.
So one lucky winner is going to win the Fishdope certificate and $100 off a full day or longer trip. Give us a shout today. Give us a shout at 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're going to be right back with Al Clowers. We're going to call him Admiral.
Yeah, I like it.
We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having a fun time in the studio. Next couple hours, going to be in here with Admiral Al Clowers.
I dig it, dude. You're not kidding, man. Good times, and I love talking the Bay. I love talking the offshore. It's just what a great guest to have, and Al. I mean, everything covered from the best way to catch a spotty to the best way to catch a 200-pounder, man. We got it today, and the phone lines are packing up. As Corey said, couple of killer prizes, including that full-year membership to fishdope.com and $100 off a full-day trip or longer with Captain Al. Hey, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 is open right now, or 877-792-1090. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Scott. Scott's calling from San Diego. Good morning, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a question for Captain Al about the best way to catch a bonefish or that bonefish that's found in the back bay.
Well, I'd say you're talking to the right guy, Scott.
Well, the easiest way to catch them is with ghost shrimp. You can put it on a drop shot, or you can a little quarter ounce Carolina rig, whatever. It depends what the wind and the tide's doing, obviously, on the weight. But easiest way is to go pump some ghost shrimp and just use a little Carolina rig, and you can drift. Or if you find them, you can anchor. And I use a Chum Buddy and just put all your old sardine and squid or whatever you got in your freezer in there and chop it up and use the Chum Buddy, and they'll come to you.
No kidding. That's great.
That's kind of a cool deal. You know, one of the things I'd recommend, too, I don't know if you use it, Al, but is a little tiny, like, mosquito a circle hook.
That's going to be my question was what hook style.
What do you use, Hal?
Well, you know, if it, you know, it depends. But that long, it's a kind of a ghost shrimp hook.
Okay, yeah.
Ghost shrimp.
So it's got
a long
shank.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
And that's good because you're able to get it with the pliers, right?
Correct.
But if you're using a little hook, and they're swallowing that hook deep, those bonefish are so fragile.
Yeah.
They
correct.
Literally, like, as soon as you have them like in a net. They just want to freak out. I mean, they don't dig it at all, and the scales are flying, and it's not a cool situation.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, the slime is what I am concerned about. So when you handle the bonefish, you want your hands wet if you're going to touch them with your hand, and if you fish them a lot and you want to protect them, which I always do, you want to use one of them Promar rubber nets, you know, because the tuna cord nets. Just jack them up.
Yeah, you know? Right. So that's something, Scott, that would probably be... Like a huge thing. If you're setting out to go fish for them, just be prepared with a net.
Good call.
And a little tiny circle hook, dude. And that's like you're going to hook them in the corner of the mouth and be able to get it with a pair of pliers super easy. Or like Al was saying, a long shanked bait hook, you know?
Yeah, sometimes it depends. Sometimes you're fishing on grass and sometimes, you know, you're moving kind of fast if you're drifting. And with those ghost shrimp. You know, you can just tail hook them or whatever, you know, with the circle hook, like
right.
I said.
Right. And
No, good. I was going to say, as far as baits go, bigger ghost shrimp, smaller ghost shrimp, you break them in
half.
No,
medium-sized ones I just use a full one, you know, medium-sized, you know. And I wasn't going to say nothing about this, but I'll throw it out there.
That's Al.
So, what you want to do is just go to the grocery store and get some cocktail shrimp, the smallest cocktail shrimp you can possibly buy.
Those little tiny ones.
Yeah, and then you can put them on a little tiny circle hook on a drop shot or Carolina rig, but that's all I use anymore.
So cool. That's just
ghost shrimp candy for the bay, but you get a lot of bycatch. You know, you get broke off on big old guitar fish and all kinds of stuff. So I learned this, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, you know, because the reason why is because we had to figure something out because the fishing game only lets you have 50 ghost shrimp.
Right, which is good to know. So 50 ghost shrimp, is that per boat or is that per person?
Per person.
Yeah.
Correct.
So when you're pumping shrimp, you can only bring back 50, and if you got five guys fishing with you, that you can go through 50 real quick.
Yeah, and if you're pumping, I mean, you got 51, guess what? You're going to get a ticket.
Sure.
Yeah, because they're really weird about it. I've been stopped, back in the day when I was doing a lot, I got stopped quite a few times.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, to protect the resource
a little bit,
you know. And if you're going to go out and go fishing, 50 is an astronomical amount, really, for one guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a good time,
totally.
For sure.
Now, but when you're guiding back there, 50 goes within
45
minutes, you know.
Yeah.
And another thing is, you know, I even bought a commercial ghost shrimp permit, and it still doesn't work for the consumer because you have to have a landing source. Basically, you got to be selling them. So, I learned about the cocktail shrimp, and they work great because you don't get very much bycatch. You either get the black or the little croaker, or you get a bonefish.
That's the thing. There's so many cool little fish you catch,
man.
You know, and stuff you wouldn't catch otherwise. You know, you can go throw a little 3-inch bay bait, but you're not going to catch the sargo or the cool, you know, you catch bonefish on occasion, but not like with a shrimp. What a cool deal for a family.
You fish that in gear, you fish it out of gear, you know, if you're drifting along, like, do you keep your rod in gear and let the thing bounce along, or do you kind of let it lay on the bottom? Like, how's the...
Straight on the bottom, basically, and I'll keep it in gear.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if you're anchored, you know, you just kind of, you got to hold your rod, because the bites sometimes they're pretty vicious, but sometimes they're really light, and then they just... You know, because they're swimming fast. Bonefish swim so fast, so they go tick and then.
What a cool fish to catch! Yeah. And then the last question I would have, and Scott, I'm sure want to know the same. What size gear? Like, are you fishing them on light conventional gear, on little spinning gears, trout rods? Like, what are you targeting?
I kind of try to match it to the fish. Obviously, you know, bonefish is all about the drag, scream and drag. So you don't want to overkill the rod, and that's a great question. So I use these little trout rods, you know, little 1,000 reels, you know, with 6-pound test.
That's so cool.
And a nice little flimsy rod, you know. Actually, I have 7 little kids' rods that I had custom made.
Okay.
They're like little 4-footers, and they're really flimsy. They're like an e-glass blank, and with a little 1,000 reel on there, full up with 10 brown braid and a Top Shot on there, and it's cool. They just scream.
The thing with those bonefish that is so, you know, there's no denying that that's exactly what that is when you hook one. It's true. I mean, there's short of catching a tuna, there's very few things out there that you put a hook into, and they just blaze drag off the reel like that. It's so cool that you can be doing that in, you know, 15 feet of water or 10 feet of water, 5 feet of water in the harbor and set the hook and just have something just peel line off like
that. Yeah, and there's been days where I think the most we've ever caught in one, because you have a small window of tide back there sometimes where I'm fishing at. You have 2 hours or something, you know, and then you got to go or it's just doesn't, it's not good. But I've caught in, I think, 38 in one whack.
Wow, no kidding.
What? That's crazy. And that's, you know, I know they have them in Newport Harbor, and they've caught them in Long Beach, and they've caught them, like, up and down the coast, right, mm-hmm. through the harbors. But, you know, and that's, those are incidental. I mean, we literally mm-hmm. have them in the bay here, San Diego, that there's a population that, like, if Scott wants to set out and catch one, he's got a very darn good chance he's going to connect.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah. Cool.
You know, and the good thing about the chum buddy stuff is you get them to you, and they get in a flurry, you know, and it's like every drop when they're going.
It's so cool.
And like we were talking about earlier, Al, that chum buddy, I mean, you anchor up, and you start your chum buddy little chum thing going, you're going to attract smelt, you're going to attract the bait fish. And in with that, I mean, your likelihood of a 20, 30-pound halibut is, like, not uncommon.
Absolutely. I have some of the clients, you know, some of them, that the antsy ones, I'll hand them swim bait rods to fire this, because there's some big old halibut back there.
There's some big halibut.
Big halibut.
Big halibut. And with that chum buddy and anchored up, you bring all that to you. The smelt comes to you, then the halibut, the bass, everything. Not only the bonefish, you know.
Correct. Absolutely. Corvina.
Yeah. God, it's got me fired up, man. I'm going to go do that right now.
Speaking about that, I'd have the chum buddy going, and I used to have a big bag of sardines, and I'll take my scissors and start cutting the from the tail up to the middle of the sardine, and I'll be just kind of daydreaming in the water, you know. And I've had it probably 10 times happen where a Corvina will just lethargically come up and just just gulp it up. And
come swimming through the chum line.
I keep a fly lined rod in the rod holder, because as soon as I see it, every time I've seen one, I've pinned on a dead sardine and pitched it out there and caught the fish.
How cool is that?
I dig
it. Man, Al's giving it all up today.
And those are really cool moments. Like, wow, okay.
That's awesome, man. Well, we dig it. Well, Scott, did that answer your question for you? Ready to go get some bonefish?
Yeah.
I'm ready now. I appreciate it. Thank you,
guys.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Well, from bonefish to the Baja, we're going to find out what's going on down south right now. We got John Ireland from Rancho Leonero on the line. Good morning, John.
Buenos dias, Reclo, Corey, Al.
Good morning,
buddy. Great to hear from you, John.
It's nice to call in. You guys, beautiful weather down here. Gosh, it's gorgeous. It really is. It's the highs are in the low 80s, and really nice spring weather. It's been very clear. Water's been flat and clean. 74, 76 degrees. We're really waiting on the pelagics to start coming in. Inshore fishing has been spectacular, really good. The boats have been going outside. They've been heading for Sorabo Island. Are fishing the south end of the island, which is about an hour and 20-minute run up north. And a lot of sardine up there. They're getting lots of sardine, and they're catching a few yellowfin, and quality when they do, 30, 50-pounders, but loads of, as many as they want, skipjack and bonito. And a lot of the skipjack are the white skipjack that make real, real good sushi. So that's been good. Big schools of Jack Crevel out there as well. Everybody's just pulling on fish like crazy. Quite a few pargo as well up by the island, bigger pargo. And then and close around the ranch, there's a lot of rooster fishing. The inshore fishing is real good there as well with pargo and everything. We ran into striped marlin about 20 miles off Pomo. And so they're starting to come in. It's just been a slow season, very much like in San Diego. We've had I would say this season's probably 6 weeks behind normal, just a late winter. So it's taking a while for the water to clean up and warm, but that's finally happening, and we're finally getting some fish. But we're really waiting on the influx of Dorado and the yellowfin and marlin as well. And we're getting a slow pick, and it's definitely picking up, but we're waiting for the big hits. Your guys are anytime. Anytime.
Well, that sounds great. And, I mean, springtime at the ranch, there's few places in the world that are nicer than that. Like, say, great weather and good inshore fishing. I got a great bud that's heading down today, John, to come see you and come go fishing. And really into doing the inshore things. He wanted to do bonefish and roosters, and or not bonefish, but roosters and you know, inshore and just triggers and pargos and all that kind of stuff. He's
fishing with you. We're loaded up with those, Rick. I mean, a lot of roosters running up and down the beach right now. Thanks for that. You know, and they're going to about 30 pounds. I'd say the average fish is 12 to 15, something like that. But loads around, and they're kind of making it. They're making the day for the anglers. Like I say, all the anglers are keeping busy. They're pulling on fish all day long. It's just we'd like to change the species a little bit around it. Get some more pelagics in.
Sounds like a good problem to me, buddy. Well, John, sounds like a great time to be down at the ranch. I can just picture being down there having a cold Pacifico at that beautiful spot right now. If somebody wants to come join you and get in on this early season action, how do we do it?
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholandow.com. And like I said, beautiful. Gosh, it couldn't be prettier down here right now. Nice place to be.
I dig it, buddy. Great job, John. Look forward to hearing another fantastic report next week.
You sure will. I'll talk to you guys then.
Thanks, John. Take care, buddy. All right, Corey, let's jump back into those phones. You're getting packed up.
They are packed, Rick. Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don's calling from Dana Point this morning. We welcome you to the show, Don.
Well, hey, thanks, gentlemen. Wow, I called to see what the fishing off Calvini was looking like, but after hearing the bone fishing and San Diego's made me kind of, made a different decision. What are things looking at Calmini?
Calmini, I haven't been to Calmini lately, but the bluefin are kind of due west of San Diego right now, about a 15-mile stretch.
That was a huge, kind of benefit that has happened here as of recent. You know, there was that fantastic bluefin fishing that was going on down about 70 to 90 miles that our day-and-a-half boats were taking just extreme advantage of and great fishing. And that fish kind of, as spring times do, it kind of took – it definitely didn't take a dive, but it, there was a little bit lesser fish for a day, and Sac sent that spotter plane up, as we heard Brian Kehar talk about yesterday. And next thing you know, that Sac spotter plane called and said, hey, man, there's a whole lot of fish, a whole lot closer to home. So whether it's that body fish sliding up or a new wave of, but just like Al was saying, about a 15-mile stretch of fish that were, from below the border to all the way up above into U.S. waters already.
Well, I'm thinking of, since I'm local here in Dana, I'm going to probably go out on the Fury on Tuesday night and do an overnight and see. Hey, it's trophy hunting.
Yeah,
you know? Absolutely.
For sure. I would think that for the beginning of the season, if you're wanting to target a tuna in this earlier time of year like that, you're often going to be best bet doing it on a situation like what Al does. On a targeted trip where you're aware that it's early in the season, and like Corey was saying, you're going to be kind of trophy hunting a little bit. When you go on, your typical sport boat, the captain needs to make the best decision he can to provide the best fishing for all of his passengers. And oftentimes in the beginning or early parts of the season, although it's exciting and, you see a big tuna get landed, it's flash bulbs, and that's what everybody would love to have is an 80-pound tuna. But at the same time, if there's great fishing going on at the local islands or inshore, sport boat captain's got to make the best call to provide the best catch for all of his passengers.
For 25 to 30 of your best buddies, right?
Totally.
So, and when you have the situation of a private charter like Al.
Exactly. Your four buds that go on that sport boat maybe all want to go catch a tuna, but at the same time, the other 20 guys, they want to do some yanking and cranking. And exactly, Corey, when you and your four buds charter Al's boat and you say, hey, look, we want to go bluefin fishing. We get it. It's early in the season. We might swing and we might miss, or we might be the only boat there on a big breezer full of big bluefins and have the whole thing to ourselves. But, that's the beauty of the charter is you get to pick and choose.
Absolutely. And like on the Rio Vieira, we can specifically target, the bluefin, and, it's a 50-50 shot.
Sure.
But that 50-50 shot between, five people, you catch a nice 70 to 100-pound fish. I mean, that's a lot of fish for everybody to take home, right?
Yeah.
They're sharing it usually.
It's a team experience.
Yeah.
It really is. It's different when you're on.
Yeah, right now from what, what's going on out there right now is I guess there's a few popper fish. I mean, you can go out there and struggle, or you can go out there and get four or five popper fish, a couple bait fish, and then put the kite up. you know, and put a big old fatty on the boat, you know. And
right?
I know that's kind of going on out there right
now.
Yeah,
Rick fired up here now.
You're not kidding. And Don, that's not to say that the fishing won't be, I mean, you could flip the switch and fish will be everywhere, and that's what every overnight boat will be targeting. But I think that, you know, it's good to kind of watch the counts and, you know, and be aware of what you're doing. And when that tuna really settles in and that becomes the best option for your, you know, for your overnight boats, that you'll see it. But, you know, in the earlier season part when that fish is just kind of moving in, it's probably best to do the charter just so you can, you know you're targeting it and you're taking that risk and high reward, you know, in your own hands. Don, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump back into him, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don's calling from Woodland Hills. Appreciate you joining the show this morning, Don.
Hey, double Dons. I like that.
Right? Don and Don.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I have a tackle question for you. I've got a TAC-12 with 65-pound Spectra and 100 yards of 60-pound monofilament. I'm thinking about taking the monofilament off and splicing on some Max Quattro. What would be the best way to do that?
Well, there's plenty of ways to do it. And being that you've got 100 yards of mono, which means that connection is going to be down in the reel a ways, in my opinion, the strongest way to do that would be to tie two bimini twists, so basically creating a loop on each end, tie a real short bimini on the main part of the Spectra and the same on the Max Quattro, and then loop-to-looping those two together. That, in my opinion, is the strongest way to connect those two lines. And because it's down in the reel where that knot's never going to be seen on a cast or anything like that, the only time it's coming off the reel is when a fish is pulling line through the guides, that's probably how I would do it. With that said, there are easier and smaller connections to do, too. All the way down to a properly tied back-to-back uni knot is a real small connection and plenty, plenty strong. But if you were asking me, my favorite would be to tie two biminis and then loop-to-loop those two together when tying two solid Spectras together. If we were tying a little higher up in the spool where we might see that connection a little more often on, you know, on a cast potentially or just it's in there all the time when you're bait fishing, then I might worry about doing something smaller, you know, like a back-to-back uni or something similar that way. But since it's going to be down a ways in the reel, that's what I like.
I have a question for you, Rick, along that, because I've been turned on, obviously, to the John Collins knot. Mm-hmm. I always tied the back-to-back uni for my short top shots, but can that John Collins or RP knot work for the long top shot? I mean, for the... you know, being on the reel.
Yeah, like a Spectra to Spectra.
Yeah,
scenario.
Absolutely. Or, no, Spectra to leader, but with that being on the spool, would that work also?
For sure.
It would.
For sure it would. With this particular scenario, tying two Spectras together, that knot will still work, but I think the John Collins knot is much better suited, like you were saying,
with the leader.
With Spectra to leader or Spectra to mono top shot rather than connecting the
Dude,
two
I
Spectras
love that
together.
Knot. I'm telling you.
I'm with you.
I mean, that's just turned my world around, really.
It's so small and so easy and fast to tie.
It's turned my world around,
yeah.
Seriously. I
yeah.
mean, it's changed my whole
Have
concept.
You seen the... do you use the improved John Collins?
No, I don't know. It's just... I think
the
John...
The regular and John...
I mean, John Collins himself promotes like a 3-4 turn or something. I can't either.
I'm so happy to hear that I'm not the only one. Like, and I guarantee you... It's fine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can't do it.
I agree. I can't do it either.
I bet every one of us. I bet every one of us that did 3 or 4 turns would probably not ever have an issue, but I can't. And I think it's because in the earliest days of Spectra, you know, when that was first a thing, I mean, I was working at the tackle store when we first got it, you know, when it was the first thing back when I was in high school. And, you know, what had become the preferred connection back then was the Bimini to Albright. And, you know, and it was always like, well, if you did a 20-turn Albright, that wasn't enough. And a 35-turn was the ticket. And so that was always the measures, a 35-turn Albright. And everybody did 38 because, you know, if 35 is good, a couple more just to be on the safe side. So it was always a 38-turn Albright to a Bimini twist. And, you know, 20 years ago, that's what we tied. And I think that I just have that mindset of like, oh, I can't do 3. What are you kidding
right?
me? 3? Like 20 wasn't enough. How could 3? But I'm with you, man. That John Collins knot is just so small and secure.
I love it, man.
So easy,
I love it. And I do about a 7 or 8 twist on the spectrum.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like in that 6 to 7 neighborhood. I get to where I'm sure there's enough, and then probably throw one or two more on there and then call it good.
Yeah, good times. Good times for sure.
Well, Don, does that answer your question for you?
It sure does, guys.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You so much.
Appreciate the phone call very much,
All
Don.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, man, we're having a great time in studio, and we're going to give you a chance to join us at 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're giving away a full-year membership to fishdope.com and $100 off a full-day trip or longer with Al. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Cook-Up. Running,
don't hold. The Sierra trout season is just around the corner, and I can't wait. Rockod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rockod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
HydroHoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled your boat down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy, crowded launch ramp with no place to park your trailer? Well, I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for HydroHoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the Mighty 1090 talking about Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge, and these products are the best for our unique Western needs. And HydroHoist is in the exact same league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, no need to bolt it to a dock, and you can put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? HydroHoist has a great new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld. Yep, you guessed it. It's Dana Landing, and they're the new dealer for HydroHoist boat lifts. Their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on top of one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it. Lift it on a HydroHoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information. Get lifted.
And boy, when we're talking about all this great bay fishing, how do you leave out the fantastic line of spinning reels from Shimano? It's something that we don't normally talk about, but when you mention a 1,000 size spinning reel, the beauty of that is this could be anything from a Sedona 1,000, which is a reel that's going to save you a lot of money and be a workhorse for fishing in the bay, to my favorite reel for fishing in the bay, the Stratic. Stratic, in my opinion, is the smoothest, nicest reel without spending big money. And then, boy, you get that nice tax return that's burning a hole in your pocket. Twin Power, Stella, anything you need, Bait Runners, Thunnis, all those things combined. There's such a great lineup of spinning reels by Shimano, but I think bay fishing, how do you beat a Sedona?
Loaded up with 10 to 20, 30-pound Spectra?
No doubt, man. Little Power Pro, inexpensive, workhorse, going to last you forever. Check it out, Shimano spinning reels at your local Shimano dealer.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio. The Mighty 1090.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network. Having a great time in studio with Al Clowers.
You got it, man. With that said, it's good phone calls, good times, and it's time for the catch report, Corey.
Today is sponsored by Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when you return the San Diego landings. Now, Fish Pros Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. Pick them up at the Liberty Station location or order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
Sounds good to me, man. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good morning, great, man. Good to hear from you.
Good, good, man. Gosh, a good week here. We didn't have a bunch of crazy wind, and things kind of started to gel a little bit for us here. You know, we saw some real good strides in the right direction, I'd say, starting with our water temps. You know, this week our water was pretty steady, 62 to even 64 along the coast. And with that, you know, we saw the local half-day surface action, as you'd imagine, perk up. So it's been a welcome sight to finally be able to, you know, slide the boat into a little pocket of kelp and let a few sardines go and see the calico bass actually up and reacting to it. So definitely a welcome sight. A week ago, you know, this wasn't the case, so it's been nice to see. So half-day fishing, been seeing some good calico bass action on both the fly line sardines and some of the artificial stuff. And we're also seeing some nice sheephead and some sand bass for the guys fishing the squid and the clam and things like that on the sinkers.
Nice.
Our three-quarter day stuff on the deeper water. Conditions have been a day-to-day deal for that. You know, preferably our current when we're fishing out in that deeper water is the downhill current in that area off like San Onofre and Box Canyon. But this past week, you know, we had some uphill trickle, so it did make things a little bit tricky. So with some minor adjustments and some looking around and whatnot, we did just fine catching fish for our passengers. You know, just getting set up in some different areas, fishing a little bit deeper water and stuff like that, rounded out some nice bags of rockfish with plenty of sculpin and that whitefish in that mix as well. Let's, you know, the Fury, he's been over at Clemente. He's had a couple good trips over there. You know, the big talk this week over there at Clemente has been that yellowtail that's made its appearance finally over there. You know, good grade of fish. I think that stuff's like 12 to 20-pound fish, so it's been
nice
kind of
grade.
A good little deal. Yeah, for sure. With some bonito in the mix as well. And the same kind of deal there. You know, the life along the island kind of perked up as well. Some bass action kind of to go along with that sheephead and the whitefish. So it's everything's kind of perking along, you know, the kelp lines and stuff like that, both over there and here along the coast. So definitely a welcome sight. We're happy to see that kind of stuff come together finally.
That's great news, Willie. And with a nice stretch of weather in front of us again, I mean, only looking forward to things continuing to progress and keep rolling as our spring eventually rolls on into summertime.
That's it. It's just such a funny time of year. You know, it doesn't take much to get things in the right direction. It's just all about those consistent days, you know, back to back, and things just turn on. So it's good to see the steps in the right direction. So if you guys want to hop on a trip here, call the landing. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And if you want to book online, definitely recommend it. It's super simple. Go to our website there, danawharf.com. Click the online booking, and you can use the code DW25. 100% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips with us.
Great call. As always, Willie, a great report. Certainly appreciate that, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, gents. Thanks. We'll
talk
to you then.
All right, Willie, appreciate that. Well, while we're waiting for Gundy, our surf guru, to slide in, why don't we jump into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. Let's talk to Todd. Todd's calling from San Diego this morning. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Todd?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Great.
Excellent. Hey, I got a quick question for Al. I got to run down and pick my wife up at the airport this afternoon. I was looking for a spot to take my kayak, maybe off a Spanish landing, and pull on some spotties or anything. I was wondering maybe you can give me some advice on some artificials and maybe a good spot to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you just want to catch fish for quantity, I fished the Berkeley Gulp 3-inch shrimp, natural color on a half ounce lead head on a spinning rod with light line, 10-pound spectra with a 15-pound top shot. And anywhere on the channel edge or in the middle of the channel over by Seaport Village, you can catch all the spotties you want. But it's all tidal, so if the tide's not moving, you don't get very, it's tough to get bites, but if the tide's moving, they're biting.
And that's a good area, too, isn't it? I mean, right there at Spanish Landing, I mean, it's perfect,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, and absolutely.
Close to the airport.
Right, exactly. I mean, it doesn't get any nicer, really.
Yeah.
What when you say it's all tidal related, what kind of tides does one look for, you know, and which I think is a good thing to say, because if you're into fishing the bay, especially a scenario like that where you only got a couple hours, the tide book will catch you as much fish as... The tide book will probably catch you more fish than any piece of gear in your tackle box.
The tide and the wind is the go-to situation to plan your trip in the bay, because too much, you can have too much tide, kind of, but you can have not enough tide for sure. So, you know, a 2.5 foot to a 4.5 foot is perfect for fishing the way I fish with the gulp and stuff, you know. But if it's ripping, you can put a big, heavy swim bait on it.
And he might not understand, Al, about the too much current, because I totally get it. I mean, explain that one, because that's a huge one.
Yeah, so and then so we'll start with the too much tide. You know, if you got a 7.2 tide in the bay with no wind, you know, you're drifting about 1.6 miles an hour pretty much, and you know it's great for the sand bass, you know, for swim bait fishing, you know. But if you're fishing a half ounce weight on the gulp, it's too fast. So and then if you get out there after 11 o'clock and the wind's in the picture, then, you know, if I have an incoming tide in the afternoon, I have a half a chance, because the wind in some of the areas, the wind's blowing parallel with the same way as the tide's going. But if you got outgoing tide in the afternoon, it's a lot tougher. I mean, people that can fish, you can fish around it, but, you know, if you have a real novice out there, it's really tough to catch.
Yeah, fishing wind against current isn't the easiest thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool. That's good stuff, for sure.
So the key tide would be 2.5 foot, to which is a little slow, to about 4.5 foot. You know,
and you want to fish
just about right.
You want to fish during the times of tide movement. So, you know, when you pull out your CCA sport fishing calendar and you look at the wavy lines, you want to find one that's got about 4.5 feet. And, you know, I always like to launch my boat maybe, you know, 20 minutes or so after the peak of the low or the peak of the high. So by the time you get yourself trailer and parked and moving, you're a half hour or so into that tide, that water started to flow, and, you know, plan your day knowing that, okay, at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon is when that tide stops, so, you know, we'll start heading back to the launch ramp around 1:30 or 2 and you know, fish that tide swing.
Yeah, so getting back to the baits, the easiest, I mean, I've, like, catch thousands and thousands of spotties on Berkeley gulp, 3-inch shrimp. You can go over to Fisherman Landing Tackle and pick yourself up some gulp. You know, and I've experimented with all kind of different colors. You know, the natural colors is the ticket. And, you know, half ounce lead head on a spinning rod and fish on the bottom. Keep it on the bottom, and your wife will catch plenty of fish.
That's cool. Well, I would say that I like that. My favorite for sure is an eighth or a quarter ounce darter head, and then Corey's 3-inch skinny.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think you call it a 3-inch, but we always do anyways. But that the real skinny swim bait in a ghost shrimp color, that always has been and always will be my most favorite bait for getting bites in the bay that you've ever made.
And there might be somebody listening. Todd might be wondering what the heck you're talking about. But it's the standard 3-inch. You could probably fit 3 of the 3-inch little skinnies into a standard 3-inch bait. So they're little tiny, nearly the same length. Just a hair shorter, but they're super skinny and a little darter head.
I just don't think there's a lure for getting bites, man. It's my favorite. It's my favorite. Todd, hope that answers your question, man. Appreciate that very much. We got a bonus in our little catch report today. We're going live to the Shogun. Captain Renee is giving us a call this morning. Morning, Renee.
Hey, morning, Rick. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. We've been kind of hinting at the fact that there's some bluefin that's been going on here for the last couple of weeks, and the Shogun has been right in the middle of that, and I know you guys just returned from another great trip.
Yeah, it was a pretty good trip. You know, I think we ended up with 57 bluefin, anywhere from 40 to 75 pounds, and we stopped on a kelp just to kill some times. You know, that bluefin's either up or it's down. It's hit or miss sometimes, and people, you know, need a little bit of action. So we stopped on a little kelp. I think we got 94 yellowtails.
Oh, man, right.
Yeah, they're on the smaller grade, but, you know, it's action.
Renee,
I
was just going to say, this is great to hear. And, man, what fantastic grade of bluefin you guys have, you know, obviously caught on this last trip and have been steady catching that big bluefin. Unreal for this time of year to see, you know, that quality of fishing and that kind of numbers. This is great.
Yeah, we're stoked.
Tell us about the fishing. You know, I mean, this is early in the season. I mean, last year, you know, when we talked to you, it was all about flat falls and in the dark. I mean, how are you catching this type of fishing? Is it similar? Is it bait fishing? How are you guys able to get this bluefin you've been catching?
It's all around. It depends on what time of the day you do find a little school, or if you find a big school. You know, we've been stopping in the dark in the mornings. We either hook one or two and get it. And throughout the day, you're just driving around looking for schools and looking for a school that wants to react. Yesterday, you know, we drove around and didn't stop the boat until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that fish is around. It's up and down, but we caught at the right time in the afternoon. We stopped around 4, and they stopped biting around 10. We're catching
on.
A few on the jigs, too, yeah. It was good,
six,
good living there. It was fun.
A six-hour drift on bluefin?
6 hours, man.
That's
crazy.
So cool, man.
Epic.
I know that bluefin is kind of a specialty for yourself and your partner, Captain Paul, so I'm sure you guys are licking your chops at what's to come. You know, the Shogun traditionally has always been great, and, boy, with you two guys at the helm, what a great lineup for continuing to catch this big bluefin. Tons of bait capacity, and I know you guys particularly like catching those things.
Yeah, oh, definitely. We've been rotating the slammers. We've been filling our slammers and keeping as much bait as we can. So we've got the best bait on the top there. It's cured. It's been cured in our slammers for a few trips. But yeah, me and Paul are stoked. It's a good start to the year here, and we're looking forward to the rest.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And what great grade, man. I think you said fish up all the way up to 90 pounds. And I know on your earlier three-day trip, you guys had some 100-pounders. I mean, it's a fantastic thing. We had one caller a little earlier, Renee. Maybe you could fill us in just talking about the gear size. And, you know, it's tough because I know the bait, you know, that we talked about with Captain Brian Kiyohara yesterday has been a little on the small side, very strong and very healthy and very good bait, but a little on the small side. What would you say is the most appropriate piece of tackle to get a bite on a bluefin yesterday?
Yesterday we were using 40-pound fluorocarbon and a little, maybe 10 to 15 feet of a top shot of mono mm-hmm. on 65-pound braid, or some guys were using 80-pound braid, but the hooks we were using were 1-0 circle hooks or 2-0 circle hooks. It seems like, you know, as the during the daytime, it's kind of line shy. We were even using that 35-pound black water. But that 40-pound fluorocarbon just works just fine. And,
that's not huge gear to catch a 90-pounder. You know, that's a lot of fish on gear of that size, but, you know,
it's definitely lighter, but we've been using anywhere from 40 to 60, like, in the mornings, early in the mornings, you start out with 60 and kind of work your way down from there. And then once it gets dark again, or, you know, the sun starts setting, you go back to the heavier gear if they're still biting.
But, that's good info. That's great info. Well, Renee, certainly sounds like some very good fishing, and glad to hear you guys have been on it so well. The Shogun has been running very steady, keeping on top of these bluefin. Are you guys going to continue to run this open party schedule, and are there some opportunities to come fishing with you guys to take advantage of this great fishing that's going on?
Yeah, you know, Paul's going to be driving tomorrow night. We got a night in here. We're going to be another day and a half tomorrow night. We still have 5 open spots, so you can jump on tomorrow. And throughout the week, I think we have a few more. And on the weekend, we've got open party trips all the way up until Wednesday night. And Friday morning, we depart on a 3-day. And then we have a few more open party trips the following week. So get on the schedule at Fisherman's Landing and hook it up.
This is such a cool time because, I mean, it is, you know, this is like taking – you know, a day and a half out of a 15-day. You still have your same full crew, you know, your same amazing food and staterooms and all the things that you guys will be running on a 7-day Guadalupe trip in a 1-day shot. So it's a great chance to get to fish aboard a beautiful boat and, you know, and have that high level of service that you and Paul have on the Shogun, but, you know, on a day and a half trip to go catch these local bluefins. A cool opportunity, Renee. If somebody does want to do that, is that booked through the Landing? Is it booked through the Shogun office? How do we take advantage if we want to jump on one of those day and a half or your upcoming 3-day?
Yeah, we could just call Fisherman's Landing and or the office at 619-226-8030 and talk to Jen.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, there's definitely, I think there's a few openings throughout the week, too. So there's a shot. Check out the long-range boat fishing day and a half, and if you like it, you can book some longer trips, you know.
I dig it.
And you know what I'm looking forward to, Renee, is talk about longer trips. A six-day MC Swimbait's gift trip, June 15th. I'll see you. And I'm looking forward to a good time on that one, you know. And it's really cool that like Cal Sheets and Bill Varney's going on this.
Oh,
and
cool.
And yesterday, good friends of mine, Tom and Val Hansis, that help out at the show, signed up. So. And I know there's still a couple open spots on that one, too, Renee. So June 15th on that, and on top of the bluefin fishing, day-and-a-half trips this week, and what you have, the three-day coming up, you know, this weekend and stuff. There's a lot of opportunity.
I always crack up.
Definitely.
I always crack up because Shogun is really known as a bluefin-killing boat. Like, they are very, very good at it. Both Renee and Paul kind of specialize in it. Those guys do a really good job. And, you know, that's a long-range, big tuna boat. And if you ask the guys in our tackle store to pick any trip, all of them would go on Corey's skiff trip. Like, everybody just, you know, yellowtail on the surface iron and calico bass with big swim baits, like, is, you know, you if you ask nine of our 10 guys that work in there, and almost every one, I'm like, I want to do that skiff trip with Corey. I want to do that Shogun skiff trip. It's a unique, very cool one.
It's a special trip. It's pretty cool. You know, you get to fish spots where you've never even been before. You wouldn't even think, oh, you're going to go in there and fish calico bass and have a shot at a 10-pound fish and all that. That Sac Reef has been known to put out some big ones there, Geronimo Island. And so,
man,
you
got us fired up, Renee.
We're looking forward to that trip, too. That's going to be fun.
Awesome.
We're going to be keeping our eye open for the swell and all that, too, for the next year's surf trips. So we'll be checking some local beaches as we fish the bass on the beach.
I dig it, Renee.
Well, good time.
Well, one more time, shoot us a number. If somebody wants to contact Jen and jump aboard the Shogun, get on one of these bluefin special day-and-a-half and three-day trips you got coming up.
Yeah, 619-226-8030.
Awesome.
That's for Jen.
Great job, Renee. Appreciate it. Great report. Congratulations on a great trip. What was it, 57 bluefin up to 90 pounds? Awesome, buddy. We're glad to hear it.
Thanks, bud.
All right, Renee. Appreciate the phone call very much. Well, let's continue with our catch port. Hit the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, just to make a comment, you know, about the tides being in the surf. Boy, that's key. And like you said, Rockhard, those graphic tide charts are the very best for really getting a feel for how that water's moving.
I'm with you. Great visual. And, you know, in 1 second you can look at it and know, like, I'm about to jack these things up, or, all right, I got my work in front of me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, not a bad idea is, like, when you fish for a day, is to go to that calendar and kind of mark what periods of time you caught your fish at on that tide, and you start patterning, you know, and you start really dialing in that tide. And that's something worth doing, you know. And you look back at a month of fishing and you're like, wow, look at how they were biting on the incoming. You know, the tide swings were this much. And that, and you can really learn from doing a little log like that using those tide books.
What a good call that is.
Anyway, let's get to this report. I'll speed through it. Lots of corbina in the shallows now. Sand crab showing. They're not biting yet. Good perch action, better quality up north, of course. The grunion runs, we've had several now, and that's really drawn in the shallow bite with calico bass, juvenile sea bass in there, and, of course, the halibut. And that's the star this week. Hook, line, sinker report, good halibut action this week. Stretch from Goleta to El Capitan was a hot spot. Flash minnows producing best, fish to 31 inches. Solid perch bite, too. Carpinteria, East Beach, fish to pound and a half. Wiley's reported very good perch action. Their guys were fishing Oxnard, Wainini, Silver Strand, Hollywood, Santa Claus Lane, all those real good big perch spots. Easy limits, lots of perch in that 1 to 1.5 pound range, a few 2 pound kickers in the mix. Lugworms was the top bait this week. Divers up there reporting lots of halibut in the shallows. Just Fishing in Redondo reported good halibut action along Torrance Beach. Flash minnows and slow roll crocodiles were the top baits. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported good halibut bite along Cherry Beach Shoreline Drive. Lots of 25 to 30 inch fish in the mix there. Lots of bait in there, and that's the key to that spot. White and Sexy Smelt Pattern Flash Minnows were top fish finders this week. Hogan's and Dana Point reported an 18 pound halibut was taken in the surf below Cotton's Point on a frozen anchovy. Sand bass and calico bass also in the mix, just using a long rod and focusing on those sand patches next to the reef. Pacific Coast and Oceanside reported excellent halibut bite this week in the lagoons and on the beaches. 27, 28, 29, 33-inch fish, lots in the low 20s, live smelt, cut anchovy, drop shot, swimming mullets, Corey's swim baits, you know, all that stuff working, and then finally a 30-pound halibut taken in the lagoons. The guy wouldn't give up the exact spot there. He came into the blue water shop and showed him the fish, but that wasn't really important.
Can't give
live smelt was important. So very good fishing, you guys.
Yeah. You're not kidding, Gundy. I mean, yeah, you got a halibut like that. You got to keep some things in the back pocket.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But I tell you, that live smelt bite's been very good right now. Very
cool.
Good fishing that live bait for a bigger model. Don't forget a trap hook.
I like it, Gundy. Well, great report as always. We sure appreciate that. Always so complete. You do such a good job compiling so much information for us up and down the coast. And we'll look forward to hearing another one next Sunday.
I love doing it, and I love all the feedback I get from the listeners.
Well, it's a lot of fun, Gundy. We'll really appreciate it. Great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Go, guys. Have a good week.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Hey, it's time to get out and ready to fish and surf. Crab catchers, handmade surf rods, tackle kits, and more. Check out Bill Varney's site, hand-picked surf fishing tackle, and where you can get everything from surf anglers at surffishtackle.com. That's, you heard Gundy, you heard Rick, you heard Al talk about it. Those calendars the up and down lines, and just lays it out for you. Check out surflinetackle.com, or surffishtackle.com, excuse me. We'll get it right, and we'll get it out there, and you can get your calendar there. Hey, we're going to be right back with Al. We're going to be right back with more on Let's Talk Hookup when we come back on the Let's Talk Hookup Network.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio. The Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.